Hey, do you want to know what's possible for you when we work together inside the Localpreneur Academy? Before you dive into this episode, I wanted to invite you to book a complimentary consult call with me so we can talk about exactly how your business will grow. And listen, I know hopping on a call can feel really intimidating. I've been there. I know it can be scary. I know it can be awkward. And I don't want you to feel nervous or pressured at all. In fact, I want it to be a really fun conversation. Like, seriously, how often do we get an hour just to talk about ourselves and our business to someone who actually wants to listen? I'll 100% lead the conversation so you don't have to be worried about being prepared or even knowing what to say. We're going to look at everything you're doing now to market yourself locally, even if you don't think you're doing enough or it's not working at all how you want it to. We're going to figure out what's working and what's not working and why, and exactly what I'll do to help you inside the Localpreneur Academy and how it will apply specifically to your unique business. And I know you likely have a lot of questions like, how do I reach more people who live in my city? And how do I get people to stop scrolling and actually engage with my post? How do I get people to take action and reach out to book or buy? And we can totally cover this for sure. And anything else you can think of that's keeping you stuck. And I'll share how I can make the process easier for you to grow your local business. I've been there and I have helped so many local business owners do this work too. So click the link in the show notes to schedule your complimentary consult call with me, and I will talk to you soon.
You are listening to the Grow Your Local Business podcast, where local marketing expert and life coach Leslie Presnell shares the strategies and the mindset to help you reach more people in your city and bring in a steady stream of clients. All right, let's dive in.
Hello, welcome to episode 19. Taking ownership of your wins. So before we dive in today, I do have to say, if I sound different, it's because COVID has hit our household. Somehow we have made it through an entire three-year pandemic, and a COVID wedding, and all the things without ever actually getting COVID. So it finally caught up to us after 3 years. So we have been down for about a week now. We don't know where we got it. We think maybe Mardi Gras festivities. Who knows? Maybe a trip to Target. We don't really know. But luckily, it has not been too bad. We've even joked that we're glad Michael and I have both had it at the same time. So we've been joking that we're glad that we've both had it together. And we've just been doing a lot of laying around and complaining. So that's been our week for the past week. So today is Monday. I'm back in the office day after the Super Bowl. So I'm like trying to just go about this week as normal. We'll probably still just stay at home this week away from everybody and just see how it goes. So I've got my water here. I'm ready to press pause on this anytime I need to just stop and cough. Y'all know how it goes. So we're going to see if we can make it through this podcast today. So I do want to talk about taking ownership of your wins. So this is different than celebrating your wins. So I do want to start by saying, yes, please celebrate every single win, big or small. I really like my clients to celebrate every win, every action even that they take, just so they can feel accomplished in the process that they're taking. Like every little thing that even gets better or improved in their marketing, every yes that they get, like every win, like all of it, for sure, be celebrating your wins. Like have a way that you even celebrate your wins. This is something that I'm really guilty of not doing as much of. And actually, my husband has gotten me a lot better at celebrating my wins. Like, he's usually the one that celebrates for me and gets me in on the celebration. But I think I'm usually so on to the next thing. I'm like, okay, well, we did that. Like, let's do this now. So, and I have clients like that as well. Like, it's like, okay, massive goal accomplished. Now let's go on to the next thing. So I have helped my clients come up with some fun ways to celebrate their wins inside the bootcamp. Like, I have one client who schedules a date night with her husband every time one of her milestones is met, kind of along the way to her goal, and they go out and celebrate that way. And I have another client, I need to ask her, I'm not actually sure if she did this. We've talked about it before, but she talked about putting her milestones, like things that she was, little goals that she was going to hit along the way to her bigger goal, like putting them on champagne bottles. And every time she hit one of those milestones, she would pop a bottle of champagne, and that would be her way to celebrate and really slow down and recognize that she was achieving things along the way to her bigger goal. So I love that. I kind of want to steal that idea. It's super fun. But this episode isn't necessarily about celebrating your goals, even though I did want to squeeze that in there because I totally think you should be celebrating your goals, of course. And I feel like I tend to celebrate my clients' wins even more than my own sometimes, but I'm always asking them to share inside of our Facebook group. Like, I want to know their big wins, but also like the teeny tiniest wins along the way. So always definitely for sure be doing that. But today is more about owning your wins. So what I mean by owning your wins is understanding how you created that win, like understanding what you did to create that result. So if you got a certain number of clients within a month, or you hit a new revenue that you've never hit before, it's all about you understanding how you did that and taking ownership that you did in fact create that result. So I'm bringing this up because one of the worst things you can tell yourself as a business owner is you don't know how you created a certain result. And I see my clients doing this sometimes. Like, they're not taking ownership for creating the win or the clients or the revenue. So like, let's say you had your biggest month ever. How did you do it? So sometimes like my clients will come on to the call and they'll tell me like, I just had my biggest income month ever. And I'll say, oh my gosh, like, tell us how you did it. And they'll say, I don't know. Or they'll say, it just happened. And I really make them slow down and tell us. And like, they will not want to. Like, you can tell their brain hurts. But I make them figure out how they created that result. Because it just is not true that it just happened or that they didn't create that. Like, you made that result happen. And I know it's so easy to say, well, this person referred a client to me, and then this client came from a post like several months ago, and then they were just waiting on having some extra money come in, but I had been talking to them for a while. Or this client was a repeat client, and then this client came from a random introduction, or this client was sent to me by somebody that I don't even know. And then like, this was an extra payment that came in late, so it doesn't even really count. This gives all your power away. And I see my clients do this all the time. It takes away your ability to go create that again, to go create that revenue month again, to go create that number of clients again, and to create that result faster and better and over again, which is ultimately what we want. When you think about the results that you're creating in your business, it includes all your fails and all your wins. So when my clients come in to the Localpreneur Bootcamp, I teach them an evaluation process. So they're always making everything they're doing at least 1% better every time they do it. So the idea is to keep doing the same things over and over, but just get better. Instead of jumping from strategy to strategy, thing to thing, and just being all over the place like a chicken with your head cut off. So when you really know how to evaluate and stick to a process, it's just like very calm and you make your marketing start working, no doubt. So if you approach your marketing like this, You're looking at what's not working, of course, but you're also looking at what is working. Because if you're looking at what is working, that means you can go do it again. You can do it more. You can say that thing a little louder for like the people in the back. Like whatever you did worked, so let's go do that over and over and streamline that. So if you're not owning your wins and really thinking about how you created your result in a good way, then you're missing all the parts in your business that are working and the parts that you need to do more of and better and bigger. When you diminish your wins or say things like, I don't know how I did that, or that client didn't count because, you know, they reached out a year ago and they just now came to me because they couldn't afford it then. When you diminish that, you miss the fact that you created the value a year ago. You put value out into the world a year ago and kept creating value, and now that client came. Like, you did that. So how can you leverage that now that you know that? Like, now you can start thinking about older content and how long it could take clients to say yes. You can start thinking strategically about shortening that timeline. Like, what would that look like? What do you need to do to shorten the timeline between people finding you and saying yes? But that starts with you owning that win. Like, you created that client with the value that you put out into the world. You put something out there, and because you kept showing up and kept putting stuff out there, they were finally a yes. And it was probably a combination of all the things throughout the entire year that you were putting out. And the other client who came in because another business owner friend of yours referred them to you, you may think that that's out of your power, like you didn't do that. But the truth is, you created that client too. You created value. You showed up as the expert in your community. You built the relationship with that person. You created content. You've done all this work to establish yourself and to help people and to serve your clients. Now that someone else sees how amazing you are, now they're referring people to you when the opportunity comes up. You created that. Now when someone thinks about your service or your industry, they're thinking, oh, I know someone who can help you. You did that. Now you can start thinking, okay, how can I leverage that more? How can I go out there and build more relationships? How can I have more people see me as the expert? How can I make sure I'm the one that people refer people to? This is why it's so important to not only slow down and celebrate your wins, but also notice how you created the result. Like, something you did worked. And so often we focus on what's not working and what we need to like change, but focusing on what is working is just as necessary. Think about it like you're lifting up the hood, like to see what's working instead of what's not working. Like, there's so much value there. Our brain wants to focus on everything that's not working, of course. That's normal. But when you can redirect your brain to what is working, that's where all your magic is. And it puts you in such a better place to tackle all the things that aren't working. You don't want to be just passive and not deeply understanding what is creating the clients and what is creating the revenue, or what is creating the followers, or what is creating the engagement, or whatever that actual result is that you're looking at. So I would ask myself for every single client, how did I create this client? Actually, when I get on consults with people who are interested in joining the Localpreneur Bootcamp, this is always one of the first things I ask them. I'm always asking them, like, how did you find me? What drew you to me? Like, what made you want to get on the call today? Because what they tell me, like what they say next, shows me what is working. Like, maybe they say, like, oh, you did a Facebook Live the other day about a certain topic, and that really showed me blah, 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 right? So that tells me, like, not only did that Facebook Live or that platform work, but also, like, the content and the messaging worked well too. You can even pay attention to the type of content that people are responding and resonating most with on Instagram. Like, I'm always looking at my insights to see what type of content people are engaging with most so I can go create more of that. Or when I see emails, and listen, not every email or Instagram post or Facebook Live or anything, not everything you do is going to be a home run. Not even every podcast, right? So I don't treat anything as if it's like life or death. Like, everything's just an experiment. But you're looking for what is resonating with people. What is working? What are they finding helpful and valuable? I'm looking at my insights or my stats to see what is working. And I'll say this too. I'm definitely not going to give my power away to the Instagram algorithm when I do get a win or when a post gets a lot of likes or engagement. I'm not going to say, oh, well, I can't really do that again because Instagram did that. Instagram showed that to a lot of people, so I can't just go do that again, right? No, like, I created that content. I created that value with my brain. So really look, like, where are you giving your power away? Where are you saying that things are out of your control? Where are you not noticing how you are creating something? Where are you not owning your results or your wins? Where are you not celebrating and showing yourself how every little thing you've done in your business is actually compounding and adding up? Like, I even think about, like, every post I do on Instagram is like just building this bigger bank of content. Like, every story, every email, every message, like, every little piece of value that you put out into the world, every connection you make with another human, every relationship, like, all of that is creating your results. So you are creating your results always. It's never someone else or something outside of you. It's never because someone referred you. It's never because you got lucky. It's never because that client couldn't work with someone else, so they picked you. It's never because someone else was already booked. It's never because your price was lower. It's because you created value. You had something that someone else wanted. You created enough value in the world that someone said yes to you. So that's what I want you to take ownership in for every single client. Like, start asking yourself, how did I do that? Get super curious and think back to your most recent clients. Like, think about what you did that created that opportunity for them to say yes, and then go do more of that. Okay, my friends, that is what I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening to my very raspy, horsey voice. I hope I sound better for you next week, but go celebrate your wins, take ownership, and be so proud of everything that you're creating and all of the results that you're producing. And I will talk to you next week. Hey, if you enjoyed today's episode, I want to invite you to check out my program, The Localpreneur Bootcamp. This is my coaching program for business owners who are ready to become the local go-to in their industry with a steady stream of clients. You can find more information at lesliepresnell.com, and I'll see you inside.